Okay, the time is now 8:33 a.m., Thursday, April 5th. Let's call the meeting of the Rockland Architectural Review Committee to order. Terry, if you give us a roll call, please.
Sure. Member Yule?
Here.
Member Broadway?
Here.
Presiding Officer Mondell?
Here.
Members Sloan and McKenzie are excused today.
So the next item on the agenda is citizens addressing the committee on non-agenda items. Do we have any citizens who wish to address the committee today on a non-agenda item? We do not. For the benefit of the public that is here, I'd like to very quickly review the purpose of the Architecture Review Committee. City Council has established four architectural districts within the City of Rockland, including the University, Quarry, Granite, and College districts. City Council has also established the Architecture Review Committee, the purpose of which is to, one, consider and make recommendations to the Planning Commission on design review applications consistent with design guidelines, and two, consider and make recommendations to the Planning Commission on major additions and remodels for projects located within the architectural districts. The Architecture Review Committee's review is typically limited to building architecture, but may also consider art or signage associated with the building and does not have final approval over any items. So we will move on to our review items. Today we have, I think, three. The first one is Secret Ravine Community, and I'll turn that over to staff.
Thank you very much. Good morning, everybody. Nathan Anderson with the Planning Department. Yes, today I'll be presenting three items. Go through them relatively quickly. The first is the Secret Ravine Community. It's a project which is located within the College District, which is intended to feature contemporary interpretations of traditional forms of collegiate architecture, according to the adopted architectural guidelines for that district. The location is within a transitional area of the district. It's right along the northern boundary of it. According to the guidelines, transitional areas should attempt to blend with not only the College District, but also existing architectural patterns adjacent to but outside of the area. The fundamental element of the College District is brick. It states it pretty clearly here. Buildings at the end of vistas or other prominent positions should at a minimum incorporate brick feature walls or surfaces. Buildings less visible should use brick as a trim or accent element alone. So designers essentially are required to incorporate brick into the buildings, plus a minimum of three of the bulleted items which are shown. The proposed project, which we're about to take a look at, incorporates several of these bulleted features, such as articulated columns, decorative trim, porches and balconies, etc. However, the preference of the developer is to not include brick on the majority of the buildings because they are deep within the area and not visible from the public right-of-way. So a little bit about the project. The Secret Ravine Community Project contains several entitlements to develop a 25.5-acre parcel, or site, I should say. One of the developments would be a 144-unit apartment complex on approximately 13 acres. In addition, access aisles and infrastructure for a future 2.15-acre commercial site along Sierra College Boulevard are being proposed, but no architecture at this time along that portion of the site that would come to this body in the future to review the architecture. In addition, there's a 10.25-acre open space area along Secret Ravine Tributary. So the proposed architecture is seen here. It's kind of a contemporary mission style, which was not really envisioned by the district when it was established, but it does include several of those features which were discussed previously. This is the applicant's preferred design. As you can see, it includes none of the brick elements which were discussed in the design guidelines for the district. But in addition to this, the applicant has also designed alternative renderings which do show some of the brick elements along the bottom of the buildings. You can see them here. But he stated these features would add a considerable expense to the project. So again, they're requesting that these not be required for any of the buildings which are not visible from the public right-of-way. So staff is seeking direction from the ARC with regard to these building designs, particularly the requirement for brick, which is not visible from the right-of-way, to kind of gauge the interpretation of the committee. So the applicant is here if you have any questions for him. Otherwise, I'm open to any questions you have for me.
Any questions?
I don't have a question at this point, I guess. I guess I could ask a question. I have a couple questions, but more fundamentally. As it was stated, this was not thought of, this contemporary mission mission style, whatever. I'd be interested in hearing from the other committee members. It is a different look than what I'm familiar with. I'm not necessarily one that wants to always have everything look the same, but I'm not seeing this necessarily fitting into the college look. My immediate response when I looked at this.
Well, two pieces to that is one, there was no consideration on whether the development was within our the view or outside the view. Our decision was relative to the college district. We were going to incorporate this design. There wasn't a, well, if it's outside this view, this is part of our design, was the brick. On top of that, I agree with you, Scott, that I was a bit surprised at the design. It's not, and again, I like to see different designs, but it's quite different from what I expected in the college district. Was there any discussion relative to other types of design, and what was the reasoning for this specific type of design?
Can I approach the
sure, absolutely.
The plans that I had drawn up with the architect, the renderings and stuff, were at the time before the architectural review committee had put the actual together the entire setup for the districts. And I wanted to have something that kind of relates to California mission style, since California has a lot of missions and church things like that is the reason why I went with the modern mission style looking buildings. Plus, I wanted to be high-end. I wanted to look more like a resort. We are trying to put ourselves in a niche that is separate from everything else that you see here in Rockland, where everything is basically a box type apartment. They all look the same type of style, just the facade has changed a little bit, but it still looks the same, and I wanted to have it more as a resort type of look, with its semi-private with the gate there, and because it was back in the setting in the woods, and then with the area that is where the Secret Ravine Creek is that we wanted to have it have that resort type feel. And due to the fact that it's off the road and you can't see it, I had talked to Mark at the time, and says, here's what, we had planned. And he says, well, we're still working on the, and I kept asking for updates. In the meantime, I had the architect building and designing all of everything I wanted on this deal until toward the end is when all of a sudden the packet came out with the architectural look that the college district and the different districts were supposed to look like. For me to change everything now on the style of that building, then this deal would be dead. That'll be the end of it, because the cost of what we put into it so far and then to turn around and start over, as well as with the brick stuff, what I told Mark at the time, I said, we were trying to still, the other part was is that we didn't know whether Dominguez was going to go through or not. And I kept asking, and they said, we'll be done in April. Then it will be, this is the last year, it'll be done in June. Then it'll be done in August. Meantime, I have apartments that are sitting in the area that the actual flyover would go to, so it was hindering what we want to do with the design and things of that nature. And that's when I had talked to Mark when the college district had come up with the brickwork. I said, well, you know what? The cost now that you're adding to I'm already going to be over budget with the high-end apartments that we're doing, and due to the fact that that property is going to be, the site work is going to be quite expensive. As we know, Rockland's got rock. Chances are I'm going to have a lot of issues with blasting in order to make the sewer lines work properly to tie into the Sierra College Boulevard roadway. And so I suggested, I said, as you further go out, there was less requirements toward that district. And I said, to Mark, I said, on the corner we have a commercial site. I think that should be the focal point where that would want to do it all brick to make that look like that's where the college district starts on Sierra College. Due to the fact we're on the other side of the creek and then right across from Dominguez Road, that is not the college district, and it's only that one little corner there that actually is going to show anything at all to make the college district look. And I said, well, Mark, what we can do is I can make sure that the commercial on that corner, we would do it completely whatever way the city wanted, complete brickwork. In fact, we have a lease that we're just about finished with a car wash that's going to go in there, and then the signage and the building and everything would be looked to the college district, because that's the only part that you'll actually see of the entire development is right there on the corner. If Dominguez was going through, then I had suggested, well, then for the added cost, if we just had to do it along the roadway, so when you're driving by, you see some of the brickwork on there, that would be, you know, would make sense. But to have ones in the very back of the creek, you can't see it from any location at all. And to us to spend all this additional money, because I'm looking between $300,000 to $500,000 to do additional brickwork over and on top what we're doing already with the building. So that's when, you know, I discussed, and he said, and Mark told me at that time, well, we'll see, when we get closer to that, we can see whether we can do that or not. But I said, instead of just doing a little bit of the college district on the corner where the commercial is, I would rather see of that focal point when you drive by, that's where the college district starts, and that would look that full brickwork, you know, college look that, you know, we would be telling the car wash that's going there as well, that, you know, when they come in to submit the things in, they're going to go follow the guidelines, and we want to make sure. Even the fence line, I could do if the city wanted me to. I could put brick pillars between the fence line that would be there, and the entrance could be all in brick instead of a stucco look. So that's one of the things that I thought, you know, if you're going to drive by, you want to see the college district. You know, what's the purpose of putting additional cost to a developer? There's already enough costs, as you know, trying to develop a site and then add additional to something you cannot see anywhere from the roadway. To me, I think there should be a little leadway. It shouldn't be black and white. It should be gray. And the fact is that if we had to incorporate the brickwork, that it would be a smaller, much lower line of brick, not going up the whole building like that. To me, then it takes away from the resort look, and it makes the whole building, to me, not desirable. It's not going to look right if it's done all in brick.
Okay.
Could I ask a question? Yeah, just maybe some clarity on that, too. I apologize, you kind of got caught up in this transition of the new districts and things, but the nature of the timing of that. That design that you're bringing forward, I mean, did I understand you say that general design is what you were working on from the beginning?
From the very beginning, yes.
And so the bricks are kind of a...
was an add-on later.
Yeah, which, in my opinion, with all due respect, I'm not sure the bricks even fit with that architectural design.
That was my whole point.
Yeah, right. I understand. So, I mean, you were trying to piece together, square peg in a round hole kind of thing. And I agree with you. It doesn't fit. Whether you put a little bit or a lot on there, I don't think it fits. And so, why did we realize you had a lot of money invested in the architectural design at that time, probably, but there was an opportunity to kind of come up with something a little different to conform.
No, I didn't. Again, I kept asking about the Dominguez roadway. I asked about the college district. They were not completed. We have many other architectural things in there that actually were part of the design, which is actually part of the college district, that we already had a lot of the things incorporated into the building itself other than the brick. That's the only thing that wasn't clarified and how much we'll be needing and needing to do. And like I said, I had this stuff started over 2 years ago. This design and the construction drawings were already started all that time, and nowhere did I get from the city saying, Rob, this is not going to work. This design's not going to work. You're going to have to change everything. You know, if it had been done at the beginning, we could have probably looked at it. But now the cost and the turnaround and start over, I'm looking at a $26, $27 million project. And if I add to that, then our performance is not going to work out. And then everything that we decide to do, all the engineering work we had with LDS, putting all the site work together and the cost, everything would change. Because I'm going to have to change the footprint, which means that I have to change everything else. I'm going to have to change the sewer, the water, everything, the roadways, the parking, everything will be changed. It's like you might as well just tear it all up and start over.
So... for the record, I'm going to differ a little bit from what Rob's comments are. I think a number of the comments Rob has provided are accurate in terms of the conversations we have had with him over the past, I'll assume 2 years is correct. in terms of, you know, the front corner commercial piece being more prominent and discussions about making sure that that is more compliant with the architectural district. I will also agree that in our discussions, we have talked about the possibility of incorporating more brick on and the edge treatments on the gateways, on the fence post, on the entry signage, so on and so forth. Where I think I'm going to disagree with Rob a little bit here, well, I also agree with Rob that he started before the districts were adopted and that it is a transitional piece of properties to some extent. It's at the edge. And I'll agree that, you know, we didn't have everything firmed up. Where I'm going to disagree a little bit with you, Rob, is the very first time staff saw this design, while we found the design to be attractive, and we agree with you that it is something that we don't really have in Rockland, and that is attractive in and of itself. We like the strong balconies. It's got great fenestration. A lot of light will be in those units. It definitely is of an architectural type. You referred to it as the mission style. It could be pushed and pulled in different directions to be almost more Italianesque if we wanted it to be. I'm not saying that's better. I'm just saying there's other related architectural styles. But we did share with you early on our concerns that it probably isn't going to be fitting in with what the college district is ultimately going to be. And at that point in time, I think your comments to us were similar to your comments today, which is you pretty much are all in on the design. And so we spent time with you trying to figure out how we could address what we thought the concerns would be of the committee, i.e. the brick, for example. And if you, and I know you'll recall, we went through a couple different versions. Sometimes in mission-style architecture, you will see a brick structure that has a plaster over it, so you have pieces and parts of it that are exposed brick. It's almost as if it's cracked. And
I actually had renderings right. That way.
Yeah, exactly. So we talked about that as one option. You showed those, and we all agreed, I think,
right.
That didn't really do it. And so through a couple different discussions, we ended up with, if we're going to put brick on this thing, and you had a reluctance or an inability to really change the architectural style of it, then we would go forward to the ARC committee with the brick base as you've shown. I also agree with you that we said you're welcome to make the argument that those that are less visible and those that are not outside of right of way. So I just want to make sure that, you know, my perspective differs slightly from your presentation, and I want the committee to be aware of that. Now, whether or not 2 years ago or a year and a half or a year ago, whenever it was when we first saw this for the first time and told you we had some concerns, whether or not you were all in at that point and had the ability to change or not, I don't know. I can't speak to that because that's your business model. But
the one thing that we can do is that the brickwork, instead of being a red brick, because my buildings are basically white with black gutters and, you know, black all windows and a French door over the balcony with a black slate roof, is that we could go with like a black brick down below facade instead of the red. That would match more up with what my design would be. I prefer not to have it because the look, again, I'm trying to attract high-end people that are going to have the Mercedes and their, you know, cars, and that we have garages for them specifically, and having it more like a resort style. The niche that I'm trying to hit is the high end, that I'm not competing with the other box units that all look the same, and that is also it had to be more of a resort, that these people, like people who contracted here for 5 years in the Sacramento area, you know, they don't want to rent a house because they don't want to have to handle all the things, but they want all the amenities, but they want something that looks more like home to them. And this modern mission style, I went through a lot of different marketing companies and talked to quite a few also property management people, and everybody that said on this is, this looks more like a resort than it is a apartments. And that's what we originally want to do, because we want to have something look different in Rockland that would fit very nicely in the type of people you'd bring in. You bring higher dollars in, they spend higher dollars out on the retail too. So it's a benefit for not just us having a niche, but it also helps the city as well, is that if you have higher end rental units, you usually have people with higher incomes, which means that they usually will spend more money in the town itself. So what we were trying to do is, like, you know, with us, with all the different properties we have, as I'm being the project manager, I'm looking at not only but what we can put there, but also how is it, you know, work for the economy for the city as well, because we all work together, you know, and with our properties, the key properties that we have right now that the city, you know, would like us to develop, you know, we want to make sure that we're doing it both not just for ourselves, but also what, you know, what works for the city. And then on this rendering here, like I said, you know, we started this from the very beginning, and this was originally started right away. This is the desire that we wanted to have. And I thought, since the architectural committee really wasn't formed yet, was that being a modern mission, California being a mission state through all the years, you know, as the state grew, that this would be something that the city would look at and says, you know, hey, wow, that would look great here. And not having – the only problem I have is the brick. Everything else you guys love and desire of what I have there, it's the brickwork that becomes the issue. And then I thought, you know, since you can't really see these from the street level, is that – I think, you know, if you're going to have a district, the four corners of that district, and ours is really, it's the only little parcel that's in the College District that's on this side of the ravine, that it really is kind of ties more into what's on the north end of Dominguez and Sierra College, that to me, I didn't even think that, because we're separated by the big green belt in between, it doesn't really even tie into the College District. But since it is that way, again, I stated to Mark at the time, I said, well, then, you know what, instead of, as it kind of goes outward, there's less architectural needs of that College District, and the closer you get into the district, it's supposed to be more college. I said, well, to me, I thought it should be the focal points, wherever your cornerstones are, they should be the ones that are really showing the brickwork, and our commercial being there, that I told Mark at the time, I said, I will make sure then, whatever the city wants to have on those corners, we would make sure that we do as much as possible to make it as a focal point that's where the College District starts. And if our apartments were right visible, you know, and can be seen, then I would say, you know, I understand that. But due to the fact that they're, you can't see them. You're not going to see them. And if any was shown, we would make sure some brickwork was on those sides so that it would fit and conform to this, you know, the city and the College District. So that's my problem, because if I have to change all this, I can tell you right now, most likely this whole project is dead.
Mark, just, I know this isn't necessarily part of, it's not part of our review, but we're talking about time frame and effort and all this work that's done. What is the current zoning for this piece of land?
I'll defer to Brett.
So currently it's all zoned commercial PDC. It's part of the Sierra College General Development Plan. They're proposing to rezone it to kind of a high-density planned development residential for the portion, the 25 or the 13 acres or whatever it is for the the 13 acres for the apartment area, and then the 2.15 acre piece would remain as that PDC, and then the rest on the south side would become an open area.
Okay, so two years of work, and you have zoning that's commercial. But you've been doing two and a half years of work on high-density residential. So
I did approach the city on that, saying they said there. In fact, Rick Horst said, he says, we have no problem rezoning it for you. If that's what you want to do, there's no problem rezoning. So that's why
– That requires the council to vote.
Right. But when I hear that from the city and saying that there's not a problem with rezoning it to commercial, residential – then that's my go to start to work on this. Otherwise, you know, we would never get this project going if you have to keep waiting and waiting and waiting until you get everything completed, especially.
Right. My point is, it's been a lot of work with the zoning not even being determined yet at this point in time. So my concerns align very well with Councilman Yule's, which is, you know, essentially – we've established this zone for a reason. We have specific zones within the city that we're desiring a specific look and feel. And while I understand to an extent, your approach that, well, you know, this isn't necessarily in the general view, but then you put the emphasis back on, well, the mission style and this, and it's got this look, and it's a higher end. Well, the only people that are going to see it essentially on the premise of, well, it's not in the major view, is the people who live there. But I struggle with the mission look, one, and I struggle with the fact that there's not a desire to address the district that we've established, which is what we want the development in that area to look like. We want that to develop as part of our university district and our college district. And so, you know, I'm really having a hard time with this project simply because I don't see a fit based on what we've established as our college district.
The other reason, too, that we evaluated putting residential on the commercial site was because of what Donahue Shriver's put all in the area here, that we felt that the potential be the fact that this is all behind. You won't see it from a retail standpoint. The only thing you're really going to see is the front end. So that's why we wanted to keep that commercial. But to add, and the chances of us filling in that property with all commercial, it just doesn't look like it's going to be an overbuilt already, and to turn around and add additional, we felt we have property next to our corporate office that we are looking at, you know, with the potential maybe down the road of having Costco there if that thing falls through with Loomis, and putting all commercial in that area. Now that ties into where the other commercial is, but being against the creek area there, and you can't see from the roadway, the commercial site back there and all the way in the back, we felt that, you know, this would be more conducive to having housing. Plus, the city of Rothland needs more apartment housing. It's like that. That was one of the demands that Rick says. We definitely need more, and we would definitely would accept having apartments back there because the fact is we do need more apartments for Rothland because there is a shortage. And so that was one of the reasons why we went forward and why I went with an architect and says, you know, here's what we want to do and here's what we want to design. And again, there was no complete instructions at the time when we started this on the zoning of how that's going to work because it was still being put together by you guys.
But we did understand at the time that it was a desired college district, which gives a pretty good understanding of.
It wasn't that clear at the very beginning exactly everything that was going to go in there because, like I said, they didn't formulate a booklet to give it to us. In fact, we went to a committee. It was over there by the police department. I don't know how long ago that was when all the people that were designing things were all asking questions. And a lot of them, they didn't have answers because they said, we have to wait till the book's put together, you know, and we have finalized everything. But in the meantime, you know, we can't just sit there and just sit on a property and wait and wait and wait for that to go through. So we proposed what we wanted to do. We proposed it to Rick Horst, and I proposed, you know, what we're doing with Mark so that, you know, we could go forward with getting something on the books, get it started, because as you know, every year that goes by, the costs keep going up and going up and going up. So I wanted to push this thing as fast as possible to get this thing approved, and also our construction drawings, which I have five sets of right now of the different buildings. We have an 8-plex, we have a 12-plex, and a 16-plex. And we have also, you know, a little clubhouse there with a pool. So all that stuff, if we were to wait now, we'd be 2-3 years down the road right now before we start. Because we don't even have the zoning then yet either. So then that means I'd be sitting here waiting 3 or 4 or 5 years before we'd even get going on this project. And I know the city of Rockland has always tells we, being from our company, West Care, we would love to see you get these things developed, and we'll help you get these things developed as soon as possible. You know, the city's behind you to develop. But then what you're telling me right now is then I could be sitting here for another couple of years before all of a sudden we'd even have some plans even to turn into to the city and go forward. So I, you know, it's kind of, you're contradicting what I've been told by Rick Horst in the beginning when we started to develop these properties and looking at these properties to develop, because the city wants to get these because they're prime location. What we own on the outer bounds of Rockland is prime commercial and prime property. So here we are trying to push forward and get things done, and now I'm basically being told, you know, we don't like what you got here for that district. So basically you're telling me right now, which I'll have to go back to the owner and tell them that all our work was for nothing.
So before we jump to that conclusion, Nate, can you do me a favor? Do you have the district guidelines up? Can you pull up the last part of the guidelines where it shows different examples of architecture? You know, You know what I'm talking about?
That I don't have, but I can get it on the internet. Give me one moment.
Pull it up on the internet. I know, Scott, I think you had a question too, but I want to look at the guidelines and all the different examples that are in there. You know, we identify different architectural styles. We show different pictures of not only buildings in a district, but more importantly, examples of buildings that are not in the district that exist that represent what we believe is the college district. I want to look at those examples really quick to see. I haven't looked at them in a little while. I want to see if there's some examples there that maybe we can look at in terms of an architect. Forget the zoning for just a minute. Just in terms of the architecture to see if there's some examples there that we can use to.
Yeah. And I would also, and I think I brought this up at a previous meeting, it would be nice to have those examples in each of these packets when they come forward, you know, kind of a summary of those.
Oh, for each project?
I
mean, here's
yeah, when we bring whatever district it is, it'd be nice to, I mean, I go and look them up, and I yeah. understand that, but it would be good for public consumption to just see them
yeah,
out
think,
in front and everybody.
I think from now on, if it's okay, Scott, unless you strongly feel it should be in the packet, because it's a little bit more difficult putting them in a packet, we could certainly have them here online available. Yeah. So we're going to go through them. So these first few examples are obviously not in the district. The college district was intended to talk about what is traditional.
1 second. That one building right there, where it says archetype, that one right there is similar to my modern.
Right, so similar how? Just curious.
It's got the.
It's got a turret or something up there. Yeah, whatever you call that. But
pillars.
Pillars.
Right. Roof line like mine. Right. The only thing it doesn't have balconies, and the windows are similar to what.
In the columns below, the Palladian type of style where you have the three entry bays and you've got those separate columns. So
that's what I went off of, is that particular look. That's what I drew from that.
Okay, so Rob, I'm going to ask you to just hold comments for a minute. Let's just slowly work through these. So most of these buildings are obviously that sort of, to summarize them, sort of a collegiate Gothic type of style of architecture. Keep going. These structures are all smaller structures, but the reason I want to show this one, go up a little bit more, the bottom one on the right. Okay. No, that middle one, I'm sorry. That style. So that, obviously, it's all rectilinear, right? But the reason I show that one is the ones, and you look at the styles, you see collegiate Gothic, Georgian, Colonial Revival, Victorian, Federal Gothic. Those are just some examples of the architectural styles. I mentioned an Italianesque type of style of architecture, which we don't really have images of that here. But the Italianesque plays off of the first image we looked at, the one you said that you were trying to model off of, and a little bit of this one where you see some elements that protrude above the roof line. Now, this one's just rectilinear, but that main entry feature, how it protrudes off the face of the building above the roof line. Keep going down. Keep going. Let's go now and get rid of the art. Yeah, this time we're going to go to the examples. Nope, down, down, down. No, keep going to the very end where we have the, the appendix. So let's see. Now expand the appendix. Let's see if we have anything in here. Now you've got some buildings, like if you look at that top, that's a residential example on the far right on the top, that one. It's all brick now, but that's got, and it's got a gable end to it rather than the more complex and that protrudes above the roof that Rob has shown. Okay, let's keep going down. If you go and look at the bottom examples and you look at the one on the far right, again, all brick, which is different than Rob's, and then that one on the top on the far right there, all brick again, but some similar. Now, to just minimize the screen, and let's go back to the image you have of Rob's for just a second. Okay. One of the thoughts, and again, this Rob has talked about this being more mission style than Italianesque, for example, but one of the thoughts we had as staff, and I know there was a little reluctance because of cost, but one of our thoughts was if you kept the brick kind of like he's shown, but make it a stronger brick, not a fainter brick, make it a stronger so you can see that it's brick, and then that central entry feature, turn all of that into brick, all the way up to the very top. So basically what you have, if you imagined a T, all the entry features are this brick structure and these residential units that sit on the side, if you're thinking like a quad almost, are the pieces that are the more of this plaster look with a brick base. And then those columns that you see, the Palladian type of style columns at that entry point, right in the middle there, yep. If you turn those columns into a little bit more of a decorative column, maybe even a serpentine column that plays off of the Italianesque look, and we change the roof from a black roof to something that's more of a color of the brick, and then the balcony entryways, those doors, Rob, it looks like it almost in his image. I haven't asked you this question. If all of that look, instead of it being sort of a black aluminum frame, mullion and mullions, if we turned that into a stained grade wood look at those balconies, so you had sort of an exposed looking stained grade wood look to the all that trim work, including around the windows, even if it was just painted, but it looked that way. That's one of the thoughts that we had at the staff level, is that if you did those changes, roof color, roof material, that entry feature all brick, and you let all of that trim look like it's almost a stained grade wood, that would start picking up more off of those images we just showed a few minutes ago below. So now this would become a more of a composite design between which is sort of like a mission style and Italianesque style. I'm not saying that everyone can understand what I'm saying and everyone would agree, but if we had a rendering that showed that, my personal opinion is that might be getting us closer to some of those examples that we were just reviewing. I don't know if the committee's following me or if they feel like this is...
I think it's nearly impossible to follow that. not because of your abilities to explain that, but I mean, you're talking about a lot of visual. And with all, I mean, when I've traveled around the world, all right, I get that. I'm not seeing Italianesque. I'm not even particularly seeing modern mission. I was born in California, and I've seen a lot of missions. I mean, I'm almost seeing more Mediterranean look with this, in my opinion. And maybe it's just the black and the white contrast too. I'm struggling with the fire, the flues or the chimneys on there. I mean, those kind of create a different look. If you look at those other college looking examples we had, you don't see that prominent. The gate more of a gable. It's clearly a gable. You don't see the fireplace in there. So but I don't particularly necessarily think the brick, ties in either. And I'm wide open to, I'm open to being flexible from the standpoint of like if there are other ways to achieve that, as you mentioned, but creating, if you can't really see this, it's in the back, and you've created that looks in some with walls and other structures or something, that could influence me. But
the entryway.
Well, hold that thought. So, I mean, also, I think we're getting caught up a little bit that this group, this body, is not here to approve projects, we're here to sort of test the waters. Does this fit or does it not fit? It could not fit, and you can still move forward and bring a project through. This, as I understand, this committee is designed to kind of give. A developer or a builder, a little deeper look than just with staff. And so, we could say no. I don't think it fits. I mean, it would be hard for me to make the argument that this absolutely fits. It's really marginally on the edge. But it doesn't mean you can't bring the project forward. I was a little concerned that, that your comments about the not maybe getting the response or from the staff, how where this was, but you did know that it was in transition, it was changing, and you did say that you moved forward anyway. I mean, you took that risk a little bit too. So with all you knew it was changing, and you've built other things, and you understand how these things work. And it isn't zoned either, so there is still a process to that if to even get it zoned. So I feel I would like to kind of eliminate a lot of that discussion here and just focus in: does this fit or does it not fit? I mean, I don't think I could say it fits in currently what we see here in the design, but again, it does not prevent somebody to bring it forward to see if looking at it bigger in a bigger picture and discussing all the issues that you discussed, being set back and all these things, that's for a planning commission and city council to chew on, in my opinion.
No, it's a great point, Scott. Thank you.
I to kind of add to what Mark said there when he was describing things, I could see if we had more of that burnt brick, it's kind of a blackish gray brick at the bottom all the way throughout there, and then that front entryway done all in the black brick going all the way up. Changing the rest of the design, again, when I look at those buildings that were on the architectural thing, if you take a little of this, a little of this, a little of that, it's kind of what I did, you know, so that I felt we would be complementing what you guys are asking for. And it's always a by opinion. One person, your opinion is this, another person, another opinion, what is and what's not. If the guidelines were black and white, then you would say, this is what the box looks like. This is what this box has to look like, and everybody has to build it to those box style. But when you're, you know, when you're trying to create a vision of a marketing strategy on a set of apartments, that we want to make sure that we don't have a nice building, but nobody wants to be there. College kids are not going to be able to rent here because it's too high, too expensive. So it is. That's why it's kind of. It's not really. It's not a low income college campus. You know, first of all, you can't build low income right now because the costs are just there. That's another whole different issue. But, you know, I can see doing a little bit of changes, like putting the, because I believe that the car wash is putting in a darker style brick as part of their when they bring their entitlements in, which I told I think Mark at the same time back then, I said whatever the color that we do, we want to do the same thing on ours to keep blend it all in. But the entryway, where the display of the wall is, where it tells you Secret Ravine Community Apartments, and the bricks along there, we can make those look very all brick, you know, to give that entry look that way. And again, you know, the apartments being hidden away, you know, if I can, we don't have any of the buildings facing toward the street that you would have that entryway, you know, showing on along the deal. It's hidden behind it. First of all, there's a big retaining wall that goes up to separate the commercial from the apartments. Because, you know, you want to make sure you're showing that there's a separation between the commercial site and the apartments. But, again, to change Europe, you know, I could probably get 10 different people with 10 different opinions on, and an architect, when they're designing, everyone comes up with a different one. You give them parameters, and you'll have 10 different looking buildings.
So, Rob, I'm gonna wrap this up for us here.
Sure.
I don't think we're going to get a recommendation today to move this project forward. My recommendation is going to be that staff sit down with you again. I think, well, if you're open to trying to find a way to modify this project to an extent that you keep basically the bones of this design, but you make modifications such that we can bring it back to the committee with some example of modifications to see if there can be support. That's my suggestion and recommendation to you. As Scott had mentioned, if that's not a possibility for you, we can go to the Planning Commission without a recommendation from the ARC, or we could take a vote now if you really want. It probably won't go well for you. That's why I suggest you've got a lot of time and money in this. I personally think if you look at just the building form, forget about all the pieces. If you look at the form, I think there's enough bones in the form that we could probably work with you to bring something back that could start getting closer to maybe what the committee's looking for, but this is not it. And I wanted you to listen to me. I have heard you say, well, if we do a black brick or something, if you decide to sit down with staff and go back through this effort again, it's not going to be something that's different than what you see in those guidelines. So if you don't see black brick in those guidelines, we're not going to go forward with black brick to the committee again. You're going to need to listen and sit down with us and really work through those guidelines to come up with something. That's what I'm recommending to you.
No, that'd be great. Again, you know, we want to work. You know, we all live together here. We work together here. And, you know, we want to make it a focal point where people are desire to live in Rockland, and that they have something, you know, that they can be proud to live in. So, we're not trying to put cheap little boxes in there that we can just put in there and put some brick on it, and then we fit the needs. But then nobody wants to rent either. You know, that doesn't do anybody any good. So, absolutely, I would like to do then is I like to talk to my architect about, we can't change the structural part of the building because that would be changing everything you know, and redesigning and all that kind of stuff, and then has to go through structural engineering, and it just becomes too costly. But I can do some facade changes and renderings, and then once I have those, I'll get a hold of you, and then you can let me know when we could possibly come back, and then we can sit down and tweak things a little bit. But let me first see what we can do from a tweaking point and see what you guys feel about that at that time.
Yeah, if I may. So, first of all, thank you. Because I know you've put a lot of time, energy, and effort into this. And I always try to just explain where I'm also coming from as a 20-year Rockland resident. And I want us to do things right just as much as you want it to be done right. So I greatly appreciate it. Just from what I've heard, my time on the Planning Commission, having the opportunity to sit on this committee, is if you work on essentially the roof line, which I know Scott has mentioned and I've mentioned, not having to change the building all up, and then that center mm-hmm. entry area, which is really where you get the most of when you're talking about the design. That's where you're getting most of the design that you're talking about. If you change that to align more with what I think you understand the concept of the college district, I think you'll likely be able to do that. Work with staff. I appreciate the time. We certainly want this to be a great project, and I think we can get there, and hopefully without it being too much of an impact on you.
Yeah, again, after we do that, then I have to look at the cost, because, you know, that's the other thing, too, because like I said, I'm going to be over budget. I'm going to be probably closer to $28 million than $26 million by the time this is. It's just the way it works. No matter what you think, you try to cover all your, you know, your ins and outs of what's necessary, and you always find that this is added, and, you know, you're expecting these bids to come in at this, and right now this economy the way it is, you can't get anything cheap right now. Everybody's got their books filled with projects, and if they want you to, if you want them to do your project, they're going to come in at a premium price, you know, and I see that right now for the next couple of years, you know, and that's why we would like to have it in there, because the right now the housing in this area, as well as for Sacramento, is the shortage of homes and apartments available is at probably one of the historical lows of, you know, what's available out there. Because everything's just about 96% filled over everywhere in the area, and other areas are up to 98%. So, you know, we would like to get this initiated to also, you know, for the city as well.
Well, I certainly appreciate your investment in the community, clearly. But, the intent of this committee, frankly, is to help developers save money, streamline the process, so that you're not caught off guard when you go through the whole process and you get to the Planning Commission and it totally blows up on you. So that was part of the intent to create this committee. So we're not here, this committee's not here, you know, trying to roadblock you here. There may be some circumstances, or, you know, beyond our control, and I apologize for that, but the reality is, you know, we have to decide whether this fits in the district. And you said something earlier about the district being college, and this is not going to be for college kids to rent. College district doesn't mean frat houses or college. You know,
no,
right. I don't know if you've bought a place in Georgetown lately. That's pretty pricey, right?
Right.
So that's the intent. It's to have the college feel, not college dorms.
No, but it's in the college. It's supposed to be because of Sierra College.
But it's in the district. Doesn't mean it's college. You know, doesn't mean it's student housing. That's not the intent.
Right.
You mentioned that. I just want to make sure we're really
no,
clear.
No, and we have no intentions of making a college deal, because
I'm just
unless they got the money, you know.
I'm just responding to your words,
yeah.
Okay? So
I understand.
I think you've got some direction here. And I wanted to add, I don't see any parking, you know, any rendering of the parking or anything like that.
There is
not detailed. Can I see that again before we go there?
Yeah, because we have
right there.
Okay.
It's all in the green.
We have garages as well as carports.
I understand the footprint. I mean, but there are structures in the parking too. Okay?
Oh, okay,
I don't see any structures in the parking. Are there roof? Are you going to be putting? Are they? You know, what are the roof?
It's similar to the style of the apartments. And
yeah, well, that's fine. I just didn't
I
see
have
it
drawings
in.
Of. Them.
Yeah, we do have some. If you want to see them, we can bring them up.
It'll
take me a moment.
When you come back, if this is going to come back, that's fine.
Sorry, I didn't understand.
Yeah.
You were talking about the parking.
I mean, because that adds an architectural, you know.
Right. We have those along the outside.
See that from.
No, because they're we have rigger carports, and then we have additional rental garages that are in the backdrop that you won't see them. And
And the last comment I'm going to make, Rob, is so first of all, I'm glad that you're willing to sit down with staff again and work on this. My strong recommendation to you is that you don't just take the comments here and you go to your architect and come back with drawings. I suggest you sit down with us and let us talk with you a little bit more first. That's your decision.
I'm open any time we can do that. The earlier, the better.
Nate will schedule a time with you to sit down with all of us.
I'd rather do that then and then go to the architect, then go to the architect and come back.
Kudos.
So that'd be great.
Kudos to you for that.
Right.
The second thing is if you're going to say to the committee that we can do brick on columns and entryways and signage and features, we probably need to see some of that stuff. Because what I'm thinking that means may be different than everyone else.
Right.
And I think if that's going to be part of what you're trying to sell the committee on, so that you don't have to put brick everywhere else, I think we need to see some of that.
Certainly, and I think after our discussion that we have together so that we have a clear understanding, then I can go to the architect and have those renderings made that way. Then you guys can look at it. And before I come to you guys, I will also do a cost budget on it to make sure and let you know what the difference in cost is, because that's a determining factor as well. But then that way we come down and then we have these renderings done properly. And then, you know, if again, then it comes down to whether it's going to work or not and how far do we want to go forward with it. But again, I'd rather work with the city than to fight the city on something, even though maybe we can still get it developed the way we want it. I still think it should go, you know, with the city and trying to, you know, make everything fit the way they would like to see the city look like. So,
you know, Scott reminded me of one thing. Can you pull up page 14? And I just want to remind staff and the applicant, just in relationship to your, you know, basic versus standard elevations and the things that you're working on. When I look at the, you know, standard elevations and you look at your ornamentation and your trim on slide 14, it shows, I think this is the back of one of the buildings, but I can't necessarily associate that.
That's the back of, that's the side of the building.
Okay, so where I get concerned is right there in the middle.
Uh-huh.
You just have four squares, essentially, in, you know, what else can we do to just not have, you know, like we're going to play tic-tac-toe. Can we do, you know, can we do anything else to kind of enhance that so it just doesn't look so plain?
I can look at that and also talk to the architect and we can come up with something, maybe a couple of different looks.
Coloration.
And then, yeah, that you can sit there and see that might be more of what you guys would like to see. And I guess that part of the discussion that we have first, we can discuss that as well, and then, you know, I'll have some time to think about it before I meet again with you guys, and then I can, you know, and maybe we can brainstorm it together, you know, and put something that would conform for, you know, for both parties.
And by the way, the upper and lower window, when you look at the way you've designed it, they look great. I really like both the way you've incorporated into the brick as well as up above and enhanced those windows with the different colors.
Yep.
So that's great. It's just right there in the middle. Then we go to the middle, and there's really – we just put the squares. So.
Yeah, the only thing is that you don't see those from the roadway.
Well, and that was my point. Yeah. I couldn't associate this building with where it was, and I do understand, you know, putting a lot of money into something no one's ever going to see.
Right.
But I was trying to say, okay, which – part of which building. So if we could just have a greater understanding of that, and if this is going to be visible, I would like it to look nice.
And originally it was just blank, and then the architect says, how about we throw a little something in here? And I thought, well, you know, that won't be much cost to do that little bit of look to it. And then again, you know, if we have some other ideas, certainly, because that isn't going to be a cost, really, to change or coloration change or something of that nature for that. It's the other major stuff is if we have to do brick all the way around all 15 buildings, you know, I'm looking $300,000 to $500,000 added to my cost. And when you're over, if I was under budget, hey, you know, as long as it looked right too, that, you know, it's going to be this, okay, it's all brick, but it's an eyesore, you know. And so anyway, I'll wait then for the hear from Nathan, and then I'll come back. I'm pretty flexible with my time, and we can make it any time that works best for you guys. And then we'll go through it, and then I'll have the architects take a look at it, and I'll explain to them what I want, and then they'll send me some renderings, and then I can forward them to you guys before I come and meet again and says, what do you think? And if you say, you know what, that's looking more toward what we want, and it's not putting a big cost on us or design changes, then absolutely.
Okay.
Appreciate your time.
All right, thank you so much. Nathan, will we move to the next project, please?
forward to hearing from you guys.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Second project tonight, or today, this morning, is a digital billboard sign relocation. One little note on this. A late review of this project just yesterday afternoon actually determined that this is located just south of the University District. It's actually not within the University District, but we thought we'd bring it anyway just as kind of an informational item to allow any kind of comments you may have. So essentially what we have here is a 45-foot-tall digital freeway sign along Highway 65, which is proposed to be relocated approximately 80 feet to the south. No modifications to the design, height, or total area of the sign have been proposed as part of this. So, again, it's not subject to the ARC review, but we're happy to hear any thoughts you may have on this sign.
Sorry.
I should turn this on.
I have no comments. I have no concerns.
Same. I mean, I was part of the city council when we approved these signs originally. There aren't a lot of variations in the sign design on these. I have no questions or concerns.
Neither do I, so I think we should move to the next item.
Okay. Last one today is within the Granite District. It is a 64.5-foot-tall, 672-square-foot-in-area sign. While the district requires structures adjacent and visible from the highway to feature elements consistent with district guidelines, the construction of digital signs was not really anticipated through that review. So this design of the sign is fairly uniform with others within the area, but it does not include architectural features which are typically required in the Granite District. The Granite District's very eclectic, allows a lot of different things. So the proposed sign would match the other ones, but staff is really looking for direction from ARC with regard to the design of the sign as it relates to the Granite Architectural District. So again, it would be a new sign, approximately 65 feet tall.
The only questions that I have about this is, and I have to be honest, I don't have an opinion. I'm just curious. The signs, it is very similar in appearance overall to the signs that are in 65. The most obvious difference to me is that it's a straight vertical shaft versus what appears to be an angular and maybe cantilevered design on 65. And so I'm curious, did staff have any discussions with the applicant?
Yes, and the applicant is here as well, so he could probably better address that.
If you wouldn't mind, please, sir.
Charles Beck, President of Operations of Orion Outdoor. We have worked in conjunction with Clear Channel in this design, obviously, to match everything else that's in the city. In conjunction with them, their opinion was the leaning column design really didn't work out for them. It was really expensive to build and engineer, and it's just something they don't want to continue to build. They are going to move the one on 65 over to utilize the same structure, so they're not building another structure. They're basically just picking that up with a crane and moving it. This one matches with the one that you would see at Sunsplash in Roseville. Sunsplash has a straight column. So basically the ones on 80 would have straight columns and the ones on 65 would have the leaning columns. That's basically where that came to. But they'll be the same pole cladding, same color, same look as the ones at 5 Star and 65 and at Sunsplash will all be exactly the same material.
Thank you. That's my only question.
I might add that it's our understanding that the location for a sign in this area is very constrained due to easements for sewer and other issues. And so a larger foundation that would be required by an angled support column may not be feasible. We don't have that data, but it's a question mark.
My opinion is, I think the vertical pole here conforms better with what else you see there. When you look, you've got a lot of other signs and images in there, then having that vertical, that angled mast seems like it would be, really look out of place.
I mean, even when you consider the sign on 65 with the angle, it's actually going to be right next to the Rockland 65 sign, which is straight. So it's completely vertical. So I have no concern relative to the sign. Sign color, everything.
Got any other comments?
No, thank you.
So I have no concerns either. I think, you know, I didn't ask for a vote on both of these, but I'm assuming the consensus on both sides is recommendation of approval for both.
Yes.
Yes, from the architectural standpoint, yes.
From the architectural committee. Yeah, exactly. Thank you for reminding me of that. So, yeah, so I think we have a unanimous recommendation of approval for the architectural design for both signs. And thank you for the applicant for being here and answering our questions.
Yeah, thank you.
So other business, the only other items we have on the agenda are informational items and presentations. I don't believe there are any today. Okay, and reports from staff, comments. Anything forthcoming? Do we know about future meetings or future projects that we should anticipate? ARC meeting.
We haven't canceled it yet. We do have a few projects. LEMKRV is going to be coming before you with some proposed revisions to their building to try and get approval to allow them to remain there. There may be one other that we think is about ready. Sometimes it's a little touch and go. What's going to be ready, especially a couple weeks in advance? So we have at least one item that we'd probably be bringing forward if we have a quorum. So
I think I'm confusing that, Terry, with the emails. I apologize. But I just want to. So our next meeting is scheduled the 19th. Is that correct? Would that be our? When's our next meeting?
Sounds correct. It'd be 2 weeks out, Thursday after next. I don't have a calendar in front of me.
19th is the following. Correct. It's 2 weeks from now. And it is on our agenda. I mean, our calendars right now.
Okay. We've tried to block them out so that everyone knows they're coming, and then if we cancel it, you've got some free time.
Okay.
Versus, oh, by the way,
yeah, before we adjourn, could I revisit my comments about the, you know, having some reference point to the designs, you know, like, because every time I think we've had to do that, we've kind of gone back and pulled them up and revisited them, and I certainly have mine and I look at them, but it just seems like there'd be a better way to for the public to be able to see those, or even when some of the public wants to review the packet, I'm hearing it might be difficult to include.
Well, they're my preference would be at the meetings we have this up always, and then we can go back and forth, because there may be times that we also want to look at a different district to point out how an architectural design differs from one district to the other. But what we could try to do, Scott, if this would help you, is we could also print that document and maybe just always we have every time we have the meeting have it in the back of the room if somebody wants to hold it.
Well, I'm thinking more. I mean, we go to the trouble to post the agenda on the website, which I shouldn't say go to the trouble. We need to do that. But, for someone reviewing that and they're reading that this is a college district, it would be nice to have a reference right there in the document.
So that they
don't have to go try to dig it up or find what it
right.
is.
If I might suggest, I think the most expedient way without killing a forest every time we have an agenda, do what Mark suggested, have a copy in the back for people to physically look at, but also what we can do is put a large font link on the agenda so that people can click on it and go directly to the place on the website where it lives. And so it would make it easier for instead of having to search and figure out where it is, we'll just have on the agenda a link where they can click on it and immediately go there and look at it all right there, zoom in as they like, and see how that works maybe.
I think that would be great.
Certainly better than we have at this point, and I think that would be, I'd be happy with that. I mean, it's, again, it's confusing to somebody if they don't, they just don't see it, and it's not readily there. So,
Just an idea since I'm here. We might be able to snip the images since it's really only the images section that you're wanting. You might be able to snip those and put those into a document that you could fold into the packet. We could experiment anyway.
Well, that's true. My interest is actually all of it, because you're right. The images are the primary thing, but there are other parts of it that I'll want to talk about from time to time. So, I think if we try what you had suggested, just have one hard copy back there always at the meeting, and then click the link on the agenda. That way, they know exactly. There's no confusion of where is the districts, where do I find the document, which district are we in? It's the link takes you right to what they need to be in. I think that that's the best shot. We'll try it. And then, Scott, if it is not working, we can...
Yeah, that sounds good. That's good progress.
Okay. If there's no other comments, then I think we'll adjourn.
Thank you.
Thank you.